My guest today is Larry Sparks. Larry Sparks is a legend, without a doubt. Hall of Fame member of the International Bluegrass Music Association. Has a brand new album out on Rebel Records. The name of the album is Ministry and Song. We're going to talk to Larry at length about the album, what he's been up to during this sort of layoff that everybody's been in. Larry's a wonderful human being. He believes in bluegrass and preserving it. He'll make that comment to you whenever you give him the opportunity. And the Ministry and Song album is just a wonderful gospel, one of the first ones he's done in several years, a Ministry and Song from Larry Sparks. I am always happy to talk to and get new music from Larry Sparks, who's my guest today on Unreal Bluegrass. Larry Sparks, it's so good not just to hear new music from you on the Ministry and Song, but also just to hear your voice. With everything being shut down, I know we haven't run across each other and nobody's been playing anywhere, but Larry Sparks, welcome. I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be with you. It's been a while. It's been a while.
I saw you when you were inducted into the Hall of Fame of IBMA, but I didn't have a chance to speak to you then. But
It's been a little while ago, too.
That was pretty exciting stuff, though. I was very happy for you sitting in the audience, and everybody stood up. Well-deserved. So now, at 58 years, probably give or take a few days, you've been in the business of singing and playing bluegrass, and now you've released this brand new album, which is an all-gospel album, Ministry and Song. It's on Rebel Records. I have it as a 2021 release, and contains all gospel songs, a couple things you wrote or co-wrote, several songs from Jimmy Davis, a Hank Williams classic, I Saw the Light, and then there's Daniel Crabtree, and it's just a splendid album. I'm so glad that you come back to you always come back to this. You always have gospel songs on an album, Larry, but when Larry Sparks does an all-gospel album like Ministry and Song, it's a special event.
Well, thank you. It felt special to me. I thought it needed to be done for me and the fans that appreciate the gospel music, you know. And it turned out some new songs on this project. And the older ones are made fresh. They've been just laying there and by theirself. And I went and picked out 70 years ago a Hank Williams song, House of Gold,
and
I Saw the Light.
Oh, those are great.
And I recorded those two. They were just, I Saw the Light's been done by some people before, but it's not been overdone, and I wanted to bring it out and do that, and my style of doing it. And House of Gold was the put out on a single record now, and also a video was out on that House of Gold.
Oh, there's currently a video on your House of Gold?
Yeah, there's a video out now that just released it.
Okay.
And, so I guess it's going to be sent. They do something with it. Rebel will have it everywhere, you know.
Oh, sure. That'd be great to see. It's a great...
We shot that at a church and partly at my home when shot the video. And it turned out pretty good, I think. I was pretty well pleased with it. And it looked... looked pretty good. Had a good guy doing the work there for me, and so it turned out pretty good. Yeah,
Larry, there are several songs with your name. Several are co-writes. There is one, King Jesus, which happens to be starred as my favorite. Currently my favorite on the album. That changes all the time, but King Jesus is one that I have that's kind of an up-tempo. It's something that you wrote.
Yeah, King Jesus, let's see. Now, that would be the... I did What Kind of Man on another album that I had recorded with that Ralph Stanley liked. That was What Kind of Man. It's King Jesus, yeah. That one goes back a ways.
It's the fourth cut. I'll just tell the audience, it's the fourth cut on the album. There are 11 songs. They're all great. They're all fresh. As only Larry can redo any of the songs that have been recorded by anyone else. Larry, you do several co-writes, one of which, I don't know this name, I'm assuming you can tell me, Eva Sparks. You do a co-write on Where We'll Never Say Farewell, which is another starred song, which means I like it a lot. Eva Sparks, tell us who Eva Sparks is.
That was my mother. We put that song together, and several years ago. Mother was born in 1906 And she passed away in the year of 2000, when she lived to be 93 years old. I was raised from that older generation of people. My dad was 1902, and mother was 1906, and I guess I was raised, by that a different way of life.
Absolutely. Way. And imagine, Larry, what they saw being born in the early part of the 1900s and living that long. I can't even imagine all the changes they've seen. I mean, everything. Technology and automation and machinery. My goodness. They've seen it all. They lived through two world wars.
Oh, gee. It's something else. My parents and other people of that same generation, it's amazing what they went through and seen, their life and their lifetime, and it's something else. A lot happened since the 1900s up 100 years later,
Oh, yeah. Listen, I want to ask you just a little bit. When you say you and your mother, who we now know, Eva Sparks, when you put together Where We'll Never Say Farewell, is that a song that you co-wrote or something that you wrote with her?
Well, she came up with the song and sounded good to me, words and stuff,
It's a good song.
And then worked it out a little bit, and it turned out like it is.
It's a good one. It's a very good one.
I think it is. Yeah, I believe it is. It suited me. I have to do songs that suit my way of singing and my feel. It takes certain songs has to touch me first. They got to touch me first and into my heart and soul. And then when they touch me and I accept that song into my thoughts and my heart, then and it's delivered to me first. I got to have it first. And you take that meaning and you go into that meaning and you make it so. You live that meaning. You live that song, And you got to live that meaning and not just, I guess, got to be natural. Can't be a phony. Can't be nothing phony.
No, well, nobody would think that there's ever an ounce of Larry Sparks that isn't genuine and true. After all these years, that's never changed. If you listen to Larry and see him perform, Larry lives it all, believes it all, takes it all into his soul. And when Larry's singing, you can hear. You can hear that he's very expressive in each word. There's no throwaway words. There's no words that are just there to keep Larry breathe life into every song of a lyric that he's singing, is my opinion, whenever I've heard you and seen you.
And I've got to hear what I'm singing. I've got to hear my words. Mm-hmm. What am I singing about? What's this about? What is this? I've got to know what I'm singing, what subject I'm singing about, what it's about. And when I sing my words, I want to hear my words from the beginning of that word to the end.
Yeah.
Of that word, I want to hear all of it. And that's the way, it gets into your heart and your soul. You feel what you do, and that's kind of the way I do it. I just naturally feel what I do.
Well, Larry Sparks, you have a lot of soul in everything that you sing, whether it's a gospel album like this, Ministry and Song, which is on Rebel, or whatever you're doing. You did an album years ago of nothing but Hank Williams tunes, and you picked out some that weren't so obvious and some that were, but they're always yours. They're always Larry Sparks, your personal interpretation.
When I grew up, we never had TV or anything. Just radio was all we had, we're blessed to have that. But so I learned, listening to people on the radio. The Grand Ole Opry was a big favor. I listened to that all I could, growing up. And then in the area was WCKY in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
It was Wayne Rainey's show, and had other people before him. I think I can't remember the names now, but they had shows every day on the radio, and WPFB in Middletown. And all, that was the two stations, and that really were, that stood out, and you could pick up. They had good coverage, and WCKY in Cincinnati was on every evening, and every night, Then, so I had those three stations I listened to a lot.
That's
WCKY, WPFB, WSM in Nashville. That was the three stations.
Well, those were the back in those days. Those were some of the powerhouse.
You've got a little static on the radio, but I like a little static on my radio.
You know, it's funny. Everything now is so digital and so electronic, but you're right. It's too perfect. Yeah. You like to have a little bit of a skip every once in a while, a little bit of a pop or something.
Yeah, you know, the digital recording is great for engineers and stuff. It's so much easier to record. But you've got to run these recordings back through analog. And when you do, it warms it up like the old vinyl. Yeah,
boy, you are right. You are right. Yeah. I still have. Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't do that, it's too clean.
It's too clean. It's too sterile.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah, too clean. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I
always like to run it back through analog. You know, that way you can warm it up, and it's got the old feel, the old sound to it. You know.
I agree with you. I still have vinyl that I play. I still keep my. It's harder and harder to find needles and rubber bands and all that stuff to keep those things working.
But when you find them, stock up.
You got exactly right. You can probably find them more on the internet now, but I'm telling you, it's hard to find a cartridge and a needle. But I keep it up, and so I can listen to them on that vinyl or something. Even though I've taken them in and out of the case a million times, and maybe they've been scratched, they just sound better.
Yeah, compared to what. To how easy it is to put a CD in and play a vinyl record. I mean, it's different, you know, what you got to do to hear it.
But oh, yeah.
Still, the vinyl is, to me, it's a better sound. I just like this. It's got a little different sound, a little different feel.
I agree with you. And people try to describe it. I can't. I just know that there's something different about it.
I don't think
it's just an old-fashioned notion that we have that's what we used to listen to. I really think there's a difference. It pulls you in more. I don't know. I can't describe it better than that.
And there's a lot of younger generation collecting the vinyl now, you know, too.
Yeah.
I think they're getting into what a lot of them are hearing some difference in it, too.
They are. Listen, I'm talking to Larry Sparks, if you just joined on Real Bluegrass. Larry's been a frequent guest, and I always appreciate it and learn so much and just enjoy sharing discussions about music like we just had. But on your album, Ministry and Song, which is right now out on Rebel, you have a couple tunes from Daniel Crabtree, who I know, and I know Daniel's music. The first cut on the album is Don't Take Your Eyes Off of Jesus. That's one from Daniel. And then as we get down toward number 10 of the 11 songs, Jesus, Won't You Guide Me? So Daniel Crabtree's got a couple of contributions on this album. Tell me a little bit. And even Holding On, I think, is another one with Daniel's involvement. So how did you come to pick, besides the fact that he's a great writer, how did you come to pick two or three songs from Daniel Crabtree for this effort?
Yeah, well, Daniel's a good guy. He's, I like Daniel, Daniel Crabtree out of Tennessee. But he pitched me some songs that he had written. And I did, I picked out three that really touched me. The words had something to say. They were talking to me, you know, the words were written. Mm-hmm. They really had something to say. And the song has got to have something to say to me. It's got to have a meaning. And his songs did. The words, I changed a few little minor things on them, but, you know, to give my style and my slur and my way I sing and play, but it kept them pretty much the way he had them. And I changed a little bit of the melody lines and stuff to suit me.
Sure.
And but, yeah, they were good songs and very, they really mean something, you know, the songs. The words did, and it touched me right off, you know. And I got to do this.
Larry, do you remember how long you were working on this album, The Ministry and Song, before it came out?
Steve, probably, I was getting it together like a year and a half before.
Mm, okay.
Or 2 years before, I was thinking, you know. Thinking about it, but I was way behind on the gospel albums. I was way behind on them. Got just been running on the road to working and doing my other albums too. But I was behind on the gospel, and I wanted to get a new gospel project. And I'd say a couple years before I recorded, I was getting it in.
Okay.
You know, I wanted to do it.
Okay.
And hold on just a second.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to do that, and about 2 years before, then time rolled along and. as I got closer, then things started, you know, coming together for me, and songs, and I thought of this one, I thought of that one, and well, this might not work, let's go to this one. That one's going to work, you know. So it's got to be the right one.
Well, I'm always...
Ministry in song is there is a ministry in this album.
Yeah, I'm always intrigued with your selection process, Larry. That's why I kind of always come back to that. So I kind of had a feeling you'd been pulling these things together for a while. You always put a lot of thought into the songs that you include on releases and like ministry and song. Like you say, there is ministry in the album. There's so many great messages and songs and different ways to approach it that you really didn't. Let me ask you this: when things were shut down. As now we're coming maybe to the end of the shutdown with the COVID. What were you doing during that time? I know you probably were working on songs and thinking about putting things together, but during the shutdown, which seems to be coming off a little bit now, people are getting out and playing. How did you keep yourself occupied?
Well, I enjoyed my vacation a little bit from the road.
Well, yeah.
For a little while, then I got restless, you know, I'm used to going and doing shows. So. But, then I started working on my songs, my album, and doing projects. And at home, where I, you know, travel a lot, and when this happened, the virus came in, the smartest thing for me to do was use wisdom and stay away from everything.
Absolutely.
You know, and stay in the cornfield and just stay there. And so that's what I did, and working on my music, working on this and that. But my home list grew longer, Steve.
Wait a minute.
That kept me busy, you know.
Because you couldn't think, well, I'm going to be on the road, so I can't start that yet.
I can't do this. I got yeah. So now I got to do it. You know, if things need to be done, you just. Overlook a lot of things when you're gone a lot and traveling this business. Don't overlook them very meaningfully, but you seem like you don't get a lot of time to do things you know, that need to be done.
Larry, you're one of those people that you gets around a lot. I mean, you're probably starting up your touring season now. I will tell you this funny quick story. Rhonda Vincent's always told me, or at least told me once on a program, that she knows when she's been home off of the road for a while because she can't sleep. That she sleeps better on the bus than she does at home.
Yeah.
And she said, that's the absolute truth. I know I've been home when I haven't been sleeping because I thought, well, she's since a child. She's been on the road. And you have all these years been on the road, and everybody's had to take a break. It's got to be a huge change in your schedule.
Oh, yeah. It's the bus, you get used to, well, that's your home, you know, away from home. And, you know, you rest in there and you sleep there. And you get used to that over the years. And when you go home, you've got to adjust to your home, you know, so you're sleeping at night, and so it takes, you know, a little bit adjusting back to it, but not too much.
And for like about a year or so, well, as things lighten up a little bit, and it looks like we're going to get back out, what kind of touring, what kind of events are you going to be appearing at?
We've been getting some stuff in several places now coming in. I have a lady that does a lot of my booking and promotion for me out of Kentucky, and she.
And we know that's Phyllis. We know that's Phyllis.
Yeah, Phyllis Rice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's been with me a few years and does a lot of my promotion and phone calls for me and makes a lot of calls for me. And okay. I've done this stuff for, you know, 50 years all myself. I've done it all. And that's the kind of time where I could use a little help. And so she's been with me about 6-7 years helping me do things, and she's doing good. But yeah, we got shows coming in everywhere, you know, just different states now.
We can probably find those on a website.
There is thewordresponse.com.
Okay.
Where you can get get the website, and it will have some of the places are not on there because they're not really firmed up at this time because of this problem we've got with the virus and everything. You know, some of the promoters are kind of waiting in line to book things, and so it's a little bit slow right now, but it's good. Everything's fine. I've been doing fine myself. You know, I've been doing good through it and using wisdom, and God has given me wisdom, and to new things, and we've got to use wisdom. You know, that's what we have to do.
We have to take it slowly as we come back out of this, and I think that's what you're doing. And that's the way I'm handling it. That's the way my attitude's been from the beginning, is just wait it out.
Now, the outside show is going to be better than inside right now, because it's people will feel safer outside.
Right.
And so those are coming in good right now. They're coming in better. Now, the winter shows, I think, will be better than it was, of course, last winter, but they'll be better because things, I think, are going to shape up by, another 6 months or so, by late fall, early winter, where people will feel safe, feel better by going inside. And I think that will be good, in the winter. It's just...
Well, you need it. You need to perform. We need to hear you perform. So, it's a give and take.
That's me, that's what I do. And you have trades, people have trades, you do this, you do that. But, if you're not satisfied with your job or with your trade, it can be not too happy for you. Now, it can be kind of miserable. So you got to be satisfied and be content with what you do and enjoy and like what you do. If it's a mechanic or I started going and pumping gas when I was young and working on cars. I thought I'd stay into that. And I've become a pretty good painter and, different things. But I thought about that. But the music was, I was drawn to it. I really, really was. And I thought, I'm going to try this and see if it's going to work for me. Because I've got to work. I'm not a lazy person, and I want to do something. And so I tried this, I tried that, and I didn't look quite satisfied. But the music is where I was led and called. It's for me to be doing what I'm doing.
Well, I'm glad you chose it, because as much as I like you as a person and a performer, I wouldn't pay money to watch you paint.
Well, some are called in natural to do it.
Yeah.
Musicians, players, and singers, and that's what I was called to do.
Think you answered the call, and you're always giving back to where those signals may come from. Just like this with brand new album Ministry and Song, I know it's very important to you, and that you're always giving back to guidance that you have from very religious matters.
I'm a Christian and have been for many years, and I try to keep my life, in intact with God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And that's who I follow first. That's who I put in my life first. And if you get in touch with God, get along with God, I do, and shut the door and make you a closet somewhere and talk to the Lord and pray, about things. And you'll be surprised what you can get out of that, and if you're sincere from your heart with God.
Well, those are great words to follow, Larry. Listen, I want to go back to the album for a minute. We've talked about where some of the songs came from, and you've helped me on that. Whereas I knew Daniel Crabtree, I don't know Jimmy Davis. And there's a couple tunes from Jimmy Davis on this new Ministry and Song.
Jimmy Davis was one of my favorite singers. He was the governor of Louisiana several times. And he just had a touch in his heart, that I felt. And he really had in his soul, it was coming from his soul and his heart and what he sang. Jimmy Davis. And I always liked him.
Okay.
And I wanted to do a couple of his songs to do a little tribute to him, from my own tribute to Jimmy Davis.
Well, there's a couple good ones. Someone to Care and Jesus, Won't You Guide.
That's
right.
Mansion in the Sky.
Yeah. That's the right one. I misread my statement. Well, it's a wonderful album, Larry. I'm so glad that you're feeling well. I think you're feeling well. I think you're ready to get back. You've got a great new album, this Ministry and Song. Rebel Records has released it, and I think you're ready to rock and roll.
Oh, yeah, we're ready to do it. And I'm very blessed. My health is good.
And you sound great.
My health is good, and I'm blessed. I don't take any medication of anything. But I'm not saying just some people take medication, that's fine.
Right.
But I don't take anything. I take care of my health I try to take care of my health, you know. No alcohol, no cigarettes, no this, no that, and you know, eat healthy. And I was raised on grease, you know, fried foods. Raised on grease, and I like fried food, still do, but I don't overindulge.
No, I think that's the key, is just do everything a little bit. Don't overdo anything.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I like your fried chicken with a lot of crumbs in it, you know.
Yeah, I know. You sound great, and I mean that, but just from your voice and also the album, is Ministry and Song is great, but you sound like you're ready, and I'm always glad that you're feeling good, because I love Larry Sparks' music. I can't wait to see you, and I'll catch up with you somewhere once the roads open up, and I'll come up and say howdy to you.
I hope you do, and I want to speak with you, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
The people out there, Steve, is like the fans are my family. They have become my family, and that's the way I look at my fans. It really is.
Yeah, I know. Larry Sparks, you never change. You're one constant in this bluegrass field of music, and you're always...
I've got to take care of it. You've got to take care of it.
Absolutely. Well, that's you've said that before, and you're right. It's got to be preserved.
Yes, sir.
It's got to be made new and real and bring in other things, but it's got to be preserved.
And there's three bands, Steve, that put this music on the path. And that's Bill Monroe, Flat Scruggs, and the Stanley Brothers. Those
mm-hmm.
three names.
Right.
After those three names, the rest of us came after that.
Yeah.
And I'm on that same path, but it's a different style, you know. Like the Allison Brothers were different. Jimmy Martin was different, and a few others were different. But it's all on the same path that's been cut by those three names.
Mm-hmm.
And they were dedicated and took care of what they did. And we have to be dedicated today and stay on that path and take care of this music. In my corner, I'm trying my best.
You are doing it. It's a wonderful legacy, and you're adding to it every day and every time you perform and every record. And trust me, people appreciate it.
We've got two more projects I'm working on now.
Oh, good.
One for 22 and one for 23. So,
okay.
In 2023, will make me 60 years in this music.
Wow.
And I can't believe it. I don't know. The clock just won't tick backwards, Steve. It won't go backwards.
Well, I'm thrilled to death that you're doing those things, and as each one of those becomes available, I guarantee I'll get my hands on them, and I'll have a chance to talk to you again, maybe before then too. All right.
Appreciate you having me on. I do appreciate it.
Larry Sparks, one of my favorite people in the world, bluegrass music or not. It's just I get something from talking to you and knowing you, and you've passed on a good vibe to me, and I appreciate your efforts.
Thank you, Steve. Good to talk to you.
I'll let you go now. Bye.
Mm-hmm.